There he is. How's the groom feeling?
All right, I guess. I don't know. I feel a little apprehensive.
Ah, relax. It's a wedding. What could possibly go wrong at a wedding?
I suppose you're right.
Hey, I got something for your wedding.
Oh, Emperor, you really shouldn't have.
Well, I needed to get rid of it anyway. Close your eyes. Keep them closed. No peeking. Just keep them closed. Are they closed? Yes, they're freaking closed. Okay, open them. Ta-da!
Oh, Emperor, you really shouldn't have.
Do you like it?
What is it?
It's a life preservation suit.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? Don't you like it?
Oh, no, it's great. It's just that from far away, it kind of looks like a giant black dildo.
What? What the? No, it doesn't.
It kind of does.
Why would I have a 7-foot-tall dildo?
I don't know what you're into.
George, are you ready? Everyone's waiting.
Walter, it's bad luck to see the groom before the ceremony.
Oh, I don't believe in that, Guff. What the tarnation is that?
It's the Emperor's gift.
Why did he get us a giant dildo?
It's not a dildo, it's a life preservation suit. Why do you people think it looks like a dildo?
The top of the head looks like the head of a penis.
That's the helmet.
Why would a life preservation suit need a helmet?
Because it looks badass.
It looks like something out of a sex dungeon.
It's definitely something a bottom would wear.
Look. It's just a suit for someone to wear in case they get seriously injured and need to be kept alive. Like if you're set on fire or something.
Or if you're feeling experimental.
You know what? Neither of you are getting the suit. I'm taking it back.
Oh no! We don't get the dildo suit.
Whatever will we do?
Fuck you guys. I'm taking my name off your registry.
We don't have a registry.
Well, if you did, you're not getting anything from me. And if you guys are done being douchebags, we have thousands of guests waiting in the hangar to see you two get married.
Why'd you invite so many people?
Because the wedding isn't about you. It's about making me look good. Now shut up and get to the hangar. And if anyone has any objection to this union, speak now or forever. Scratling! What the frick?
Walter!
George! So shall it be for all who collaborate with this tyrant! Now, Emperor, your reign of terror... Get off me! I'm slain! Nice shot, Walter.
How's George?
Who? Oh, him. Yeah, he's dying.
No! There's gotta be something you can do!
Well... I suppose if you had a life preservation suit, he might survive. But I don't know. You guys didn't seem to want it. I remember you laughing and saying it looked like a big black dildo. Well, who's laughing now? Ha! Ha! Put him in the chute now. You're all dead anyway. Hey, I don't remember inviting any assholes to this conversation. It doesn't matter if you kill me. You're dead already. You see, there's a bomb inside me. Right now, it's being activated. In a few minutes, it's gonna go boom. Oh, well, then we'll just cut you open, and... there's no way you can disarm it in time. And even if you shoot me at the airlock, the blast radius is 100 million kilometers.
Why are you telling us all of this?
Because I wanted to see you face the Emperor, so you would know that it was I who killed you. I'll see you in hell. Well, I'm out of here.
You're leaving?
Yes. Didn't you hear him? There's a bomb about to go off. Weirdly enough, I enjoy breathing.
What about all the people?
Oh, fuck all these people. I don't care about people. I care about myself. And, maybe you guys, since, you know, I need servants. Now pick up George and let's get on the cruiser out of here. No.
I'm not gonna let all these people die. Alright, suit yourself. I'm gonna... space, damn it. You have to help me, Emperor. Walter, this is not the time for a debate. This is the time to get the fight. There's a way we can save him. We need to load the body into a fighter, turn on the autopilot, and have it zoom away from the space fortress at as fast as speed. Hopefully, they don't have autopilot. What? The fighters, they don't have autopilots. Why in tarnation don't they have autopilot? It's a new thing that's called fiscal responsibility. Why would I pay two pilots to fly one ship? Fiscal responsibility? Yeah, that's how I became emperor. I promised to decrease government spending. You have a vacation space fortress made of diamonds! I lied. Now, if you're done being stupid, we really need to get on this ship and go. No. Walter, get this through your head. There is no way... Gosh damn it, I'll fly the fucking ship! What? Help me get into the ship! Now! Walter, I don't even know how... Do you even know how to fly one of the... I guess that answers my question. Walter, why are you doing this? Because I want George to live. And I wouldn't want innocent people to die so that we could both live together. I don't understand that at all. That's why no one likes you. Walter, there's no way you can escape the blast radius. You'll die. Nothing can stop that now. Take care of George, Emperor. Please, do me one favor. What? Tell George I love him. He knows. Come on, George, stay with me. Don't you die on me, George. I don't have anyone else to talk to. Come on. Come on. You snarky son of a bitch, come on.
Yes, Emperor. Where is Walter?
Walter's dead, George. The rebel had a bomb inside him. Walter flew his body to a safe distance. He saved us, George.
I see. What is that?
Computer, bring up visuals. It's the rebel fleet, George. They're attacking the fortress. They've come to kill us.
They will try.